Tyler Farr, boys, got himself nominated for an ACM. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. We shot in the dark, but you got to try.
Is this your first ACM nomination?
Yes, I think.
You actually have to think about it. You don't know if it's your first ACM nomination. I think most people, if you've been nominated for an ACM before,
they go. I think so. It ain't over yet.
I got to tell you, I actually think it's cool that you don't know which one you were nominated for. I mean, there's a certain coolness to that. I mean, because we were nominated for an ACM, and we know that. That makes us uncool because we know it.
Yeah, thanks for saying congrats to us.
No, congrats.
Yeah, whatever.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's a little late. When we have to tell you, thanks for saying congrats, and you come back and say congrats, and then you say, no, seriously.
That's even worse. I mean, for real.
No, that's seriously, congratulations.
Yeah, well, seriously, congrats to you.
That was sincere.
Now, here's the deal on the ACM for new artists. It is voted by the fans. So I find myself, he makes me talk like him. Have you noticed that?
You're starting to bring yourself down.
I start doing like this.
It's the Big D, Tyler and Tyler show.
Before you get out of here, you are quoting the Liam Neeson Taken line on the phone.
I have a set of skills, and I was as you use them.
Anyway, voteacm.com is where you can go vote. Now, you can vote every single hour, a day, actually.
Change your name, your username.
Hey, Patrick, can you find the script to Taken? Where Liam Neeson, very famous, where he's on the phone and he's telling the guy.
About his skill set?
His skill set.
What accent does he have, though?
It's like a Welsh, Scottish.
Yeah, you've heard him.
I know, but I don't know if I can do it.
Bubba, can you pull up the scene?
I can do Batman.
Okay, let's hear your Tyler Farr Batman.
Where is he?
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's really good.
Hold on, now listen to this.
I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Can you try that?
All right, there you go.
I don't know who you are.
Here's the script right in front of you.
I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
That's pretty good.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that will be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Tyler Farr.
Thank you.
We'll be back here on Inside the Actors Studio in just a moment.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Tyler Farr's in the studio with us. Earlier, he was telling me a story about hunting with Blake and missing two hogs.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
What happens
he won't
when
let you live that down.
What happens when you miss the second hog? What does Blake say?
I can't say that on air, but I think you know.
Right.
I think he just looked at me with a crap-eaten grin and was like, unbelievable. I'm trying to get rid of these things, and you're scaring them off. So they can make more babies. I think that's what he said, and he repeated that over throughout the week.
What was the backstory behind the Charles Kelly eating a banana picture you tweeted?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we were coming from a meeting, and my manager goes, Charles Kelly's behind us. I said, look, oh, this is Charles. All of a sudden, this banana comes up. So I take a picture of it, and he's, like, just destroying this banana. And I take a picture of it, and I text him and said, is that a banana in your hands, or are you just happy to see me? He goes, oh, my God, that may be the worst picture of me ever taken. Yeah.
And then he texted you back and said, please don't text and drive.
Yeah, and then I tweeted it and said, I'm going to need your Lady Antebellum to vote for me, or I'm going to leak this picture of Charles Kelly eating a banana. Oh, wait, because I did leak
and
it.
And there it was. And you know what's weird, though, about anything? Anytime you tweet something in the car, obviously you're sitting at a stoplight with him right behind you, so you're not moving. And then you got the haters coming out going, hey, don't text and drive. We get it, but he was sitting there at a stoplight.
Tyler Farr, look at him, nominated for an ACM for New Artist. Don't forget, you can vote for that every day. You can vote like no one ever knew you voted before already. Do you have people who are by the way, that website is voteacm.com. Do you have fans who are like to the point where it's like too much, where like, hey, I really appreciate you being, but they're like weird about it, like people get tattoos or anything?
Yeah, I think I've seen a couple Tyler Farr tattoos, which God help them.
Is it your signature or like your face?
One of them did a signature. None of them did my face, thank God. Then one of them did like a print of my name.
Have you run up to somebody who's or run into somebody who's kind of dressing like you at shows now?
Not really. I don't know if they want to. I mean, I've dressed pretty normal, I guess. I don't I don't wear as many rings as Lee Bryce and stuff.
What you need to do now is look out at your concert, like at the crowd, and just scan it one day. In between songs, you're taking a break or maybe over a guitar solo, just kind of look out and count the people in your head that are dressed exactly like you. Beard, everything.
But what if I'm dressed like them?
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
I don't think there's a Tyler Farr look. You know, like Lee has the whole hat backward and lots of ring thing and necklaces. And he wears like lots of V-neck shirts. You know that?
Yeah, at least.
And they're real thin.
Real deep V thin.
It's odd.
You can see the areola through
his shirt. His chest hair stick through the fabric. It's so flimsy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hey, do we have that video of Tyler? This is, what is this like? Basically, it's you trying to get people to vote for you for new artists?
Well, it's not really trying. It's a campaign. Like every new
artist.
That's
what campaign is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, I don't know. They mentioned the video to me, and I thought it was funny. And I was like, I'm not going to get on Twitter and Instagram. But like, oh, please vote for me. Please. I don't know whatever I shall do. I will, you know, I'm not going to beg. So this was, they're like, are you cool with this? I'm like, yeah, it sounds hilarious. So. They actually let me in an elementary school. I've never even met them or seen these kids in my life. And they go just walk in, sit down, and just stare at them and don't say anything.
Right.
And these kids were terrified.
Here we go.
Do you know who Tyler Farr is?
Yes, it's you.
Have you sung any songs that we might hear?
Oh, Flower Garden, probably.
I don't know the name.
I look like I sing Flower Garden.
I'm a Flower Garden.
Is there a series of these?
Yes, there's like five of them.
I like those. I like those commercials because it kind of looks like that commercial.
Yeah,
where
we did a spoof off the Verizon.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Tyler Farr. He is nominated for an ACM for New Artist. You can vote daily. Don't forget, Tuesday's the last day to vote, so vote now. And then after that, they're going to whittle it down to three finalists. So I guess it's, what, six now or something like that? Five,
yeah,
seven?
Five or six. I don't know. A lot of people that have a lot more sex appeal than me. So yeah. I have to use
your gravelly voice.
My gravelly voice. Yes. Heart of gold.
Well, dude, if you call them and do the taken speech like you did earlier, they
Done.
Will drop out. You'll see people go, yeah. I declined this year.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Yeah.
Again, it's at voteacm.com. And man, congrats. I think it's going to be a big year for you, just like it was last year. But
I hope so. It's, we had an awesome year last year with Jason. Aldine, we were back out on tour with him on the Burn It Down tour again, him and Buddy Cole Swindell. So it'll be fun to be back out there with him. And I just have to add this, is that when I came into y'all's studio, the first room on the right, I didn't know if I was coming in to do an interview or get hot stone aromatherapy. I was looking for a robe to change into to come in.
It does feel like a spa in here. A little bit.
It's like a redneck spa. Come to Big D and Bubba's Redneck Spa.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Is it too much?
No. This is the first one. Is that this? It just makes you feel happy. Like it just got this warm.
You talking about the green room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are like, it just says, hey, I'm a redneck, but I also have a sentimental side.
Here, I got this on. So as you walk out, you can have this playing in the background. And you need to make sure you swing by the bathroom and reunite with Toilet Turkey.
Welcome to Big D and Bubba's Redneck Spa. We do offer hot stone aromatherapy with scented oils and candles and chewing tobacco.